Right. End of the day, 2 weeks. Push them nice ball. Sunday night.
So start straight away. Our locker's about flowers and plants. On Schwurz. So this idea of having flowers and sharp and yontif Schwurz, that's an old minig, let's find it here. Where he's brought down halacha and daigim, yishtoyach al sovim b'shuois, b'isakadess, a minig. No, we don't do this actually. A minig to put grass down, a sovim grass, and shuois, and b'isakadess, at the bottom of the houses, zeicha the simchas matan Torah. So remember the simcha matan Torah, as there was a sovereign growing there. How did there was a sovereign growing there? It's an interesting riot, because the Pasuk says, it shouldn't graze on a mountain. So we learn there were things growing there. That's how we learn. So the Maaser, to remember how Sinai it seems, there's an Indian to put down grass. A very, very interesting thing, actually. Let me just see the Mishnah Berurah here. So Mishnah Berurah says, somebody used to put the grass down onto itself. You used to put it down onto itself. You used to put the grass down onto itself to put it down. Mice not moksha because you're miyachad it. So it's not a problem, he says. Problems of getting hay. Mishabura must be near the beginning here. Anyway, the Maaseh, he says that was a minig to do in the shuls. Others bring down a different reason. The Mogen Avraham says that one's ma'amid ilonis, to remember, interestingly, to remember that on Shavuos one is nidden al peiros ilon. It seems the minig that we've got of putting flowers down, which comes from that, to remember the zecher. Like I said, I once saw a modic of art from the old gates of Rov, Rav Shakovitsky. He said a modic of art, he said, actually, what's the idea of having flowers up in the shul over Shavuos? So he said, a person often looks around and he sees other people doing much better than him. Actually, the goyim, they've got an easy life, they do so many things. He said, if you look at the flowers in the shul look beautiful. But after a while, they dry up, they're nothing. What's pshat? Because they've got no unika, they're not connected to anything. So the person has to learn from me, if you've got no source of nourishment, if a yid doesn't have a source of nourishment, it's no point. A goy has got no source of nourishment, so it's going to dry up sometimes, it's not going to be anything. But you ain't got a yid who's got nourishment, that's the flower. The flower's meant to remind you about this thing over here, yeah? So first of all, let's talk about flowers first of all, about on Shabbos. So, really, most of our shayas are flowers in a vase, as Moishi, or ever, or plant pots. The mice, there's no Issa Min HaTorah anymore, because the Issa Min HaTorah of Zoreh and Koitza is where a person's got things growing outside, and he plants it outside, or he cuts it off outside, where it's from his Mokaminika. That's the Issa Min HaTorah. We haven't really got that in our houses, so much of the flowers are cut off in a vase, Zichano Shaila. Even our plant pots, which are growing, plus, it's not Issa Deraisa, our plant pots, because it's not, it's Sheila Knockoff. It's not a normal way of growing things. So, Min HaTorah, it's not, if someone pulls off, let's say, something which is growing in a plant pot, that's not Issa Min HaTorah, pastors. We can't do it, it's also Rabbanim, but it's not Issa Min HaTorah. So,
Can you move a plant pot?
Oh, so that's about moving a plant pot. I'm coming to that in a minute, yeah. So first, one, six, one, half, I've done with the mice. The first thing is that a normal plant pot in your house, the mice, there's no Zoreah Koitza Min HaTorah. The only time you have to be very careful, these people don't realize this, is someone knocks over a plant pot and everything, up this earth, and things fall out. So the person, what he does is he tilts it up again and he puts the soil back in again. Now that's the problem. It might not be the Raisa, but still, Zich Min Rabbanon, you're doing Zoreah or whatever it is Min Rabbanon. So Zich can't put it back. Your shayla about muksa is a very good shayla, actually. Is a plant pot in your house muksa?
Because you're moving it,
is it moving? Oh, passive. In your house itself, moving from one place in your house to another, it's not going to grow better anyway. It's all the same in your house. So it used to be in the old days, a plant pot which had a hole in it, it got unique from the ground. Could be a problem in your house. Nowadays, our house is no problem. We've got carpet, we've got some concrete. The mice, it doesn't get unique from the ground. So it's like a noise advisor. But can you move a plant pot stamazoi? Is it muksa? Why yes, why not?
Why not?
Why should we? It's a noise, it's a nice decoration. Why should we muksa? What?
You don't want it to make it nice
and not. Yeah, so it's quite clear that it passes, it should not be muksa. It's a very strong minig, actually, that plant pots are muksa. It's a very strong minig close to it, plant pots. There's a few reasons for this. They're nothing major. I'm just saying, you can't stop someone who moves a plant pot. There is a minig. Many people have got a minig not to move plant pots. And that is because often a plant pot has a designated place. And therefore, it's like a bit like, so it's like a milk and yogurt. Others say that maybe the stem might break. And therefore, there's a minig, some people are a minig not to move plant pots on Shabbos. But ikahadin, it's not a muksa, that's the truth. So you can't stop someone who moves it. Just saying, it seems to be a minig in many places not to move plant pots. How about flowers?
You can move them. In a vase, you can move flowers in a vase.
Can you?
It's dead, they're
dead.
I don't know why.
It's
not growing.
So first of all, shine number one is.
Can you change them?
Oh, question. Yeah, non-Jew can move the flowers. Yeah, good question. I was going to write it down. Now, first, it's quite right. So the Meister, there's no problem with moving a vase. There was no gzeira on that. There's no problem with moving vases. What is a problem is he's got a little, not you, Moshi, another little Moshi in your house. Not you, Moshi. And he's pulled some flowers out of the vase. Can you put them back in the vase on Shabbos?
Why can't you put some in there?
So there's two things. Chazal made two gezeiros over here, Moshi. Very good. Have you heard this year before, Moshi?
No.
No? Wow. So gezeira number one is, Chazal said, a person must not fill up water in a vase on Shabbos. Interesting why, I mean, I saw someone explain now. Nowadays it's very easy to put, go to the tap, you turn water on, you put the water in. In the old days it was a big tircha. And therefore Chazal found an unnecessary tircha to put water in a vase. So gezeira number one is that you cannot put water in a vase on Shabbos. That means if you've got a vase on a table and someone spills the vase over and all the water spills out, you may not now go to the tap and fill it up and put water in that vase. What? There's two things. Gezeira number one is that you may not fill up with water in a vase.
Why is it tircha?
What?
Why is it
tircha? I just said to you, in the olden days, it probably was a big tircha, water.
In the olden days,
now. But I'm saying, once Chazal make an is of tircha, that doesn't change. I presume that's true. I don't know, otherwise, you're right. Now there's no big. What?
It doesn't new halachas has come from today's.
What do you mean? Yeah, but this is a gezeira of Chazal, of Tirchi Yisera. I don't know if Chazal ever changed. Once Chazal make a gezeira of Tirchi Yisera, if that changes. You've got an easy way of doing it, you're right. Moshe, now we've got taps in the place, no problem, you've got to tap, but the water was no big tircha. But Chazal made a gezeira, filling up a vase was generally considered an unnecessary tircha, and therefore Chazal saying you may not fill up your vase. So therefore, I'm saying, if your flowers fall out of the vase on Shabbos, you may not, the water spilt from your vase, Moshe, you cannot fill up that vase again on Shabbos. That's number one. What?
Adding water.
Come to that as well. Anything else, we're going to come to this. What?
Can a lady
add? A lady also not, actually. Also not. A lady also not. No one can fill up things. Now, the next one is, Chazal made another gezeira. So number one is, putting flowers is, the next one is, that if you put flowers in water, let's say you've got a vase full of water. So there's no tircha. That gezeira doesn't apply now. There's a new gezeira now. Can you put flowers in water on Shabbos? The water's there already. So Chazal made a new gezeira over here as well. And that is, if it looks like you're improving the flowers, that's also problematic. So for example, Chazal said, if it's closed, if the flowers are closed, and by you putting them in water, it's going to make them open up. It's just an improvement. That means there's no sort of re'am minatoi anymore, because once it's cut off from its place of unika, there's no minatoi, there's no sort of re'am, it's finished. But to the onlooker, when he sees the flowers have been put in water, and then it opens up, And the mice, it looks like you've done an improvement to the onlooker. It looks like you've done a bit of zeres. The Chazal do not allow an improvement to flowers being done on Shabbos. That means if the flower is closed and you put it in and it's going to open up, it's a problem. Or if it's half open and by you putting it in water, it's going to open up fully, that's a problem. That's the second gezeira that Chazal made. Those two gezeiras are Chazal. One is filling up a vase, and one is if they're not open up, to put them in a vase with water, that's a problem. If the flowers were fully open, that means, let's say you've got on your table fully open flowers, and someone took the flowers out of the vase, put them on the table, there's nothing wrong then to put them back in the vase. There's no gezeira here. Number one is that they're not putting any water in, the water's there already. So you're not doing it, there's no tirachin involved by putting it back in, that's one.
Fully open.
Oh, so that's something, if it's very slightly, we're stopping nothing. I don't know if it's very, very slightly open. You have to know, right here. If it's very slightly open, I think the remiss himself, let's have a quick look. I think the remiss himself is very, if it's only a very slight improvement, it's okay, let's have a quick look, we can find it, Shin Amal Vov. I've got on what you scroll, thank you very, very much. That's where it was here, wherever. Here, my Simcha, he says over here, Parakim Shekvah Niftachu, they're already opened up. When the Sinosim of Maim, any Gorim, says, Shivtachu Ma'at Yosa, very slightly more, that's the Gorim Nisim Shemotin of Maim. He says, only if there's a change, I'm not sure how big the change has to be to make it a problem, but there has to be some sort of change that's recognizable, that's when there's a problem. Otherwise, the mice is okay. So, that is mutter. If time is mutter, if you have opened up flowers, and they fell out, they came out of the vase, but the vase got water in, then you've got a problem. Can anyone tell everybody, so let's say the water spills completely on the floor. Any other apes that had to put the flowers back in? What? No, you can't. You can't fill out water. It's tilchah to fill out with water. The vase water. What? No, you can't fill out. So.
I've got water on the table.
Oh, very good. So that is a good eight today. Someone's got water on the table. Someone's got a jug of water on the table. It's there already. The jug of water's there already.
The chazal has to go get the water for the drink now.
I thought the Chazal made that gazelle. I'm not sure. But I said the violet for you, what do you call it?
If you're not allowed to, you're not allowed to. Like, look, if you're not allowed to have water,
you're not allowed to. No, but let's say you've got water already there on the table. Let's say you've got two.
What's the difference going to the tap? It's no tircha. The same no tircha, but you said Chazal made it, sir.
Because the material is normally filling out water is a tircha. Filling out water normally.
The kitchen tap, you fill it with water.
I'm saying, but in the olden days it was a big tirach to fill out. So Chazal made a gezeira, you must not fill out with water on Shabbos.
Now,
look, if you've got already a vase there, you're not filling out. I think Simcha's right. If you've got a jug on the table, I think he's right, Simcha. If you've got a jug on the table already, and you want to fill out with water, and you want to put the flowers in there, look, I think it's water. If it's fully opened up, yeah, if it's opened up already.
Oh, put the flowers in that jug?
Yeah.
Not pour the water from the jug into the...
No, you can't fill up on Shabbos. No, sorry. Oh, you're right. So don't you... No, you can't take the jug of water and fill up the vase. That's called filling up. That's Chazal's gezeira. I'm sorry.
That's
Chazal's gezeira. But to put the flowers in the jug of water, the is okay. What?
You ask your wife
if she wants
to get a jug of water.
If they're nice flowers, I'll put them on the table rather than that. It depends what they are. Yeah, sorry. What?
Let's say a flower uses a different jug. Can I ask somebody else to pour the water into the jug?
I don't know if Chazal allowed these chokhmahs, I don't know.
What?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure, actually. I'm not sure.
I've got water from the jug into the vase. I'm there, it's next to it. No tircha. It's next to it.
But going to tap water is not a tircha.
Huh?
It's not a tircha. Once Chazal do not allow filling up for the purpose of flowers, it's osa. Whatever it is, I'm telling you, if you've got a jug of water already there, or you've got this, whatever it's called, this pure water, what's it called, Aviton, or whatever it's called. Anyway, you want to put the flowers in there, that's mutter. Otherwise, the chot's a problem. Number one. The next one's another ancient halacha. I forgot to bring my sefer with me, it's a shame, about smelling flowers. Now, this is an interesting halacha, this. Now, we said the Indian of bringing flowers is, to remember, Matan Torah and Hasina, there are different sorts of flowers you can get. They're not much of a bocce in flowers, actually. I said there was a good safety. You've got a very good safety. So this, a brocha, has got a picture book of different flowers with a different brocket on. I forgot to bring it, that's a shame. But the basic idea is very simple. I didn't realize this, but there seems to be two sorts of flowers that you can buy. There's one sort of flower, I must say, I've just realized this, what this one is tucker true. You can have flowers that are in the house that's just for beauty. It looks nice. There's no smell. It's not the idea of smell. The idea is it's just nice. Look now on the table, tucker, I don't know what it's called, tulips. Different kind of tulips. The tucker looks very nice. But it's not there for smelling. That's not its purpose. If a flower is made for smelling, its purpose is for smelling, then there's a brocha one has to make on that flower. Now, it's hard to know exactly what the criteria is. Generally speaking, if it's a hard bark, a hard twig, then it's generally boire atzi b'somim. The song actually should be with a vase, ideally. And if it's a grassy thing, it's like a bush or something, it's isve b'somim. Now, there's a mitzvah to make a brocha on this. If it's made for smelling, then one should make a brocha. Now, he has a whole lot of examples of flowers that make for smelling. I just wrote a few down somewhere else. Let me just tell you over here, for example. So that's clear. If someone has, even when you go into a shop, then let's say the shop does smell very, very, very strong, but very often it's not there for smell. It's there for you to buy and to look at the nice colouring. You can only make a brocha if the flower is made for the smelling purpose. So it's hard to know often. I mean, some of those brothers. Let me just write what I wrote down. I want to give you some examples. This is for example. I've got over here the ones that fragrant flowers. I don't know what it is. I must say, I don't know what they are. He had a picture. Anyone know what this is? A lilac. Lilacs. Anyone know what that is? Lilacs. Smells nice?
Lily.
Smells nice. The other one I've got, I don't know what that is either. Honeysuckles.
Sorry?
Same, he's got a picture of honeysuckle, it's called. Roses, I must say, I don't know if roses smell, but he says roses, all that is Bore Atzim B'Somim. Yeah? What's Bore Isvim B'Somim? Have I got an example of that? I haven't got an example of here. Of non-weed Bore Isvim B'Somim. I haven't got an example of Bore Isvim B'Somim. Those ones I just mentioned now. What's a bush which smells nice? I don't know. Anyone know any bushes that smell nice?
A rose bush.
But that's a hard, that's atzig.
Like
I know, but that's atzig, it's a hard bark. I want to know something which is soft. Maybe mint leaves, maybe. I don't know how it counts. Does it grow on a bush or on a hard stick? Actually, I forgot to bring a couple. It's got a whole series. It's a brocha. At the back, it's got pictures of different things there with different brochas. So it depends what brocha is. If one's in doubt whether one needs to make a brocha on a thing, many possible say if you take it in your hand and you smell it with kavona, you can make a brocha. So if you're not sure whether to make a brocha and you're enjoying the smell, there's one that smells very bad. I find it's got a very bad smell. It's very strong. Do you know what it's called? If you get it on your, it's got like a what?
Down the line.
Not down the line. No, it's if you get it on, it makes a big stain on you. If you get it on
brown stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Do you know what it's called? It's got a very strong smell. I don't know what it's called. It's made for smell. It's made to make the room smell. Because when you come into the room, it smells. That's pashtus, the idea of it. That is made for smell. If you enjoy that smell, you have to make a brocha. Me, who doesn't enjoy that smell, I'm not sure if I have to make a brocha thing. But if someone enjoys the smell of that thing, then lechayy has to make a bracha. If you've got a doubt what bracha to make, is it isvei or atzei, then in shalach you make bore mine, you can make. That covers you for everything.
You've got roses in your garden, so you go in the garden, you smell it, make a bracha. And now what? 3 days later you're going in the garden.
I just finished started writing it. I haven't finished it. Yeah, that's a very good question actually. How do you lose your bracha? That's a big question. This is very negative to Yom Kippur, actually. When the apostle was very busy on Yom Kippur, a person likes to make 100 brochas. So very often a person makes, they've got some around in the shul. So a person makes some b'som in the morning, let's say, that brocha can last all day. There's no hesach adas really on b'som. It's very hard. If you go out, then it's a different, that's a new shiner. But if you're in that building, it could be you left it for a long time. I didn't write it out properly this time. I forgot to write it out. It's amazing shiner. It's not posh that you lose your brocha so quickly in Birchas HaReach. Birchas HaReach is a very interesting thing, actually. You make a brocha at the beginning, a brocha was shown, but there's no brocha achrona. The positive say, because it's a very small hanoah compared to eating. So therefore, the hanoah that one gets really is only for the beginning bit, the initial thing. The actual one for afterwards is not a bracha. So I'm saying, Rabbi, you said this, when you make a bracha, whatever bracha is, it's only if the flowers are meant to be there for smelling, or you bought it for smelling. So you can get, very often, you can get flowers that are made just to make the room look nice. It looks nice, a nice colour, it's a nice, it fits in the pattern very nicely, but it's not made for smell. But you get some flowers that tachlis is to smell nice, that's the whole idea. If it's tachlis to smell nice, then you can make a bracha. Have I said? Have a nice one.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, it's good.
Have a nice one.
You too, Mike.